When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Back to work, I guess, right? As you can probably hear, my voice is nearly blasted out. It always gets a little deeper after a night where I spend a lot of time laughing. And as you know, I was hanging out with my brother last night, my little brother Elliot, who I'm fairly close to, and we have we're only 2 years apart, so our childhoods are, you know, obviously very intertwined. And so it was a lot of telling stories and remembering things, and also just arguing philosophy over things. But I always wind up just laughing at like three times normal capacity when I spend a lot of time around him. And then the result is the next morning I wake up and my voice has this froggy kind of sound to it. And this is happening more and more as I get older. I got to start being careful about, you know, time I spend with friends. Maybe find a way to dial it back a little bit, because I don't remember having to have so much recovery time after, like, for my voice. Like, my voice, like, really takes damage when I hang out with a lot of people. This wasn't the case, like, 15 years ago. Anyway, you know, this is supposed to be talking about, like, well, I guess this like, kind of colors the reflective material that I'm supposed to be putting together for Art Sound Off. So it's the day after Thanksgiving, and I'm tired, and I'm, you know, logy and recovering, you know, can't spend too much time doing that, because a couple things going on today. One, it's time to get back to work. I don't know when I wrote down a note here. Yeah, I do have a couple more pages to pencil this week. I got to get at least one done today and at least one done tomorrow, Saturday, in order to sort of set the pace for what I have to do for the next 6 weeks. And if I can do it over a holiday weekend, then I feel like, okay, well, there's like a little psychological thing I know I'm fighting here. I need to have a pace set so that I have a low bar to clear every time, every week, right? And extenuating circumstances notwithstanding, because those are going to happen. I need to create like a, you know, a baseline. You need to get at least this many pages done a week for the next 6 weeks in order to make your deadline. Feeling hopeful that I can do this. There's going to be hiccups. There always are. But there was a couple days this week where I got some serious focus time, and I cranked out a lot of pages compared to what I thought I was going to do. So that was very encouraging. But I can't count on that, that feeling of, what is that feeling? What is that feeling when you're like what the kids call crushing it, you know, that feeling is a fleeting thing, and that's not going to fuel me. Right? Like, a good day is a good day, and that's awesome, and you should record it, and you should, you know, take a couple minutes to do the double-handed fish shake over each shoulder. But that's, by no, in my experience, that doesn't keep me going for a long-term project. Grit keeps me going for a long-term project, and grit can be fueled by some hard facts in terms of what is the minimum I know I can accomplish, right? That helps me get back up off the ground when something throws me for a loop. Gosh, am I using all sorts of mixed metaphors in this? I don't even know. But yeah, so there's like a page of penciling that needs to happen today in order to, you know, set my baseline. But this is the other complicating matter. Complicating? Well, God, that sounds negative. I don't mean it to. The other piece of friction in the mix here is now it's Thanksgiving at home. Right. So like Ann and I do the thing where we go visit families on the proper holiday, but then either the day before or the day after, we have our own private one at home. So we wind up having like multiple Thanksgivings, multiple Christmases, which is actually, I got a thought on that in a minute. I think it's actually kind of nice. But it means that very shortly, we're going to have to start working on our second Thanksgiving dinner, our private one. And that's going to take most of the day too. so that my penciling is gonna be sort of fit in between while we're waiting for things to cook. It'll be like, okay, well, that's simmering. I'll go get a little bit more penciling done. Oh, the timer went off. Time to get up, go, and so on. Not a big deal. You know, this is the life I chose. This is the life I chose. And I don't mean that in any kind of defeatist, dour, grim way. You know, I'm really saying that as a form of acceptance. Like, this is what I asked for. And I think this is what I was saying last night is, like, you know, love it all the way through. Even the dicey parts, because otherwise, if it was just, everything was just handed to me, and if it just all came easy to me, what would be the point of doing it all? I won't go in any further than that. I know I've talked about that 100,000 times. But I had a little side thought on holidays in general. And you know, I've already been recording how my relationship with holidays and downtime has been changing in recent years. And I think this is part of what colors it is, spending time with family. Invariably, somebody at the party is going to say something about how they saw holiday-themed merchandise as early as October, you know? And I see this in my social media feed. Somebody posts, like, a picture of a Christmas tree at Target or at Walmart or something on October 30th, and they say, too soon, you know? Now, I want to make sure I'm careful to describe or state where I'm coming from when I say this. I am a grown man who has no children, whose sense of time is largely affected by the fact that he is continuously working and striving towards lots of different endeavors. So time flows in a funny way for me. I don't want to say that it's any different for me than anybody else, but my relationship with time has its own special details and circumstances. And so from my standpoint, when we got to November, I was like, where did 2016 go? Holy cow. And I say this every year. I've been saying this every year for the past several years. As I increase my capacity and take on more interesting projects and juggle more different kinds of things, I wind up saying towards the end of the year, where did the year go? And I look back and I'm like, wow, I did a lot of interesting things this year, but it all flew by so fast. So for me, when I see the holiday stuff happening, quote unquote, earlier, does it happen earlier? I don't know, because I would like to go back and look at some facts on that. Because if we wait until December for the holiday stuff to kick in, then you're looking at 3 weeks of a holiday season. I know that seems like a lot, and I bet it seems like a lot if you have young children. But for me, that's a flash. That is, like, 3 weeks is nothing. You know, and that's another reason why I'm trying to stay so on top of this baseline schedule of production, because I know 6 weeks is going to flicker by in an instant. I am not going to notice that it happened. January is going to be here before I know it. And so, you know, like, I need to knuckle down on the day-to-day in order to make that deadline happen. But also, it's like, I need to knuckle down and remember to, like, reflect on what's happening around me when it's happening, because it's going to go by so fast. I don't feel any special frustration about a lengthier holiday season, because I almost feel like it's a service to guys like me who keep their nose down so much that when they look up, they're like, oh, really? Has it been 3 weeks? So that's a terrifying proposition. I wonder what it's going to be like. I wonder if, because I feel like, never mind. I almost went into a whole thing about getting older, and I'm getting kind of tired of that tack of thinking too. Lots of interesting things to do. That's where I want to keep my focus. So, who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, jdroz.com, Jersey on Twitter. BoulderandFleet.com is where you can read my webcomic, which is updating now, one page every week. Features a cafe full of animals. It's pretty cute. And there's some action in it. This recording is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge. Me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger of interactive-storyteller.com, my co-host of the Lean Into Art Cast, challenged ourselves to every November to check in once a day with a 5 to 10 minute audio essay, journal, show, accompaniment, audio accompaniment to the art that we make. And we also challenge everybody else to do it too. And a bunch of cool people are playing along, and you can listen to all of their entries by going to twitter.com and looking for the Art Sound Off hashtag. And there's still a few days left if you want to play along yourself, and you can find out how at artsoundoff.com. You don't have to do all 30. You can do, like, you know, 5. You can do one every couple days. You don't have to do it every day. But Rob and I, because we kind of kicked off the challenge, we feel compelled to, but also I think I think Rob and I both derive a lot of value out of doing it. I'm sure we'll capture that on a lead into ArtCast in the near future. Speaking of that, this audio cast and Rob's Polytechnicasts are all collected at patreon.com/leanintoart. We're coming up on the end of November. This would be a good time if you folks are on the fence about providing us a little bit of support on Patreon, like $1 a month, pledging $1 a month, $12 a year. The more people do that, the more the show becomes, the more sustainable the project becomes, where Rob and I can actually be compensated for the time that we put into making the Lean Into Art cast. It's no small task to put together those shows. We enjoy it immensely, but it's also, you know, it can be a lot of work, and I think we provide a service of value, and it would be cool if, that value was returned in the form of, compensating us for our time. So if you can, please consider doing so, patreon.com/leanintoart. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. God willing, my voice will be intact. And until then, remember, everybody.
You've all seen how Orko's magical tricks don't always go the way he planned. Sometimes they backfire on him. The same thing is true of practical jokes. Sometimes they don't go the way you planned, and you or someone else can get hurt. So be sure and think twice before playing a joke or a trick on anybody. Might not go the way you planned, and someone could wind up losing a finger or an arm or maybe even an eye. And no joke is worth that, is it? See you again soon.